You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Welcome in to a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class here in KGYM. Great to have you aboard as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour here today. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, two guys that did not know Cameo existed last night, joining you here. Ben on the other side of the glass, he did know Cameo existed. Is that right, Ben? Yeah, Ben knew that. So, well, yeah, all that today. Kirk Ferentz meeting the media. Matt Campbell talking with the media today. And we'll discuss. Also, we'll talk Nevada Wolfpack football. And we'll do that on the program here today. 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you. Again, 319-366-1600. And you're listening to us on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and your smart speaker as well. As we take you through a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class program, each and every day it is presented by DePaco Community Credit Union. Check them out online at DePaco.com and learn how you can boost your financial well-being by going to their websites and checking them out at DePaco.com. As we come your way from our Circa Sports Iowa studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids on this sunny, very nice, it's a Chamber of Commerce Tuesday afternoon. Mark, how are you?
I'm good, Scott. Good afternoon. Good afternoon to everyone out there. And yeah, Kirk met the media today, as did players earlier. We got some nuggets of information for you to chew on. We're going to talk Nevada football, and we're going to bring you a lot. But we probably can't kick a 64-yard field goal.
Hey, as a Chiefs fan, I was not entirely upset about the fact that, different coaching staff, same results. Kind of looked like the old coaching staff for the Denver Broncos last night. Hey, do you know Russell Wilson played in that game?
Yeah, I was reminded a couple times, and a great win for Seattle. Poor loss for Denver, if you missed it. Denver facing 4th and 5 with Russell Wilson. He's got a pocket full of money to lead this team. 4th and 5, Nathaniel Hackett.
Opts for the 64-yarder.
Now, McManus has a good leg. There's only been 2 successful field goals in the history of the National Football League to be converted from that distance. I think it's like 2 of 41, something like that.
He has the highest percentage in NFL history over 50 yards, I do believe they said.
Not higher than Russell Wilson converting on 4th and 5, though, right?
I was completely and utterly happy with the Broncos' decision that they made last night. Utterly and happily in their
corner. Don't rub it into the many Bronco fans at Bowling Night in America tomorrow.
We take on. Well, no, we would have in the past. We take on our good friends from Grillworks tomorrow night, by the way. So, don't worry. The Denver fans will find out, and they probably already know. They're very, very smart fans. I will give them that. They are very smart and very knowledgeable fans.
A lot of Seattle fans booed Russell Wilson when he came on the field.
Booed him on the field, during the game, after the game, probably booed him on the way to the plane. That really kind of shocked me a little bit.
This is the guy that led you to a Super Bowl victory, some of the greatest years in Seattle history, and decided to make a business decision and go to Denver. You should be booing Pete Carroll, not Russell Wilson.
And again, Pete Carroll comes out smelling like a rose.
Yes, he did.
In all of this, which is not the first time Pete Carroll has come out smelling like a rose, as far as anything is concerned. But that was the NFL from last night. I'm still not buying the whole Russell Wilson as an automatic Hall of Famer, too, by the way. But that's a whole different subject. 319-366-1600. That is a text line available to you, 319-366-1600. As we'd love to hear from folks today, as Kirk Ferentz met the media, and that's where we start today. And if you were thinking there was going to be a big announcement today about a quarterback change, you were wrong. It is going to be Spencer Petras. That is the decision of Kirk Ferentz, not the decision of Kirk Ferentz and the coaching staff.
Maybe not unanimous. We don't know.
He did make it sound as though that the vast majority of the coaching staff was on board with this, because he was directly asked that question, I believe, by Chad Lystico, who asked, is this your decision? Is this Brian Ferentz's decision, your decision together? And he said, no, it's it is the staff as a whole. And so it is going to be, as of right now, he did give the disclaimer that if, unless anything happens, an injury or, you know, whatever, later in the week, I would not expect that to happen, but that it is going to be Spencer Petras. And Spencer Petras, like the stand-up guy that he is, was out there this morning, front and center, answering questions, and that were asked of him by members of the media. And kudos to him. He's a stand-up guy. No one has ever said that Spencer Petras was not a stand-up guy. He's a good guy. He's a good guy. And I don't think anybody is against that. But it is going to be Spencer Petras out there. And judging by, and we'll find out more about the Nevada Wolfpack coming up in a little bit, but you got to think that if there is ever a time for an Iowa offensive football team and an Iowa quarterback that needs a shot in the arm as far as enthusiasm, et cetera, to get an offense going, they have an opponent to do it this Saturday night in Nevada.
No question about it. The thing about it is, nothing Spencer Petras can do on Saturday night will change the minds of a lot of people out there. He can throw for 300 yards, 4 touchdowns, and people will still be convinced that he's not the guy because Iowa played the weakest team on the schedule. I'm not suggesting that's going to happen. I hope it does for Petras' sake and the offense's sake. There's nothing he can do to change a lot of people's minds, Scott.
No, he cannot. He could go out in this game Saturday night, be 22 of 24 for 424 yards. Alec Wick could catch 12 passes for 155 yards and 3 touchdowns, and it's not going to win anyone over because they know how bad Nevada is. Right?
Yeah, Matt in Fairfax on the text line, 319-366-1600. It's bizarre to me that the Hawks win 10 last year, and in 2 games, so many fans have bailed on the team. Not that I agree with Kirk and staff, but sad that so many giving up after going 1-1. Matt, I think you'd agree that it's not necessarily going 1-1, but the eye test with the offense.
True. Ryan and Walford saying, what's bugging me is all the fans calling Spencer Petras an embarrassment to Iowa football and wishing ill will upon him is disgusting, to put it mildly. Well, that's only one of the few disgusting things over the last 24-hour period. No one cares more than him. No one can question his character, and I really wish Iowa fans would lay off everything outside of his play on the field. Really pulling for him this weekend.
Maybe some encouraging news also coming out of the Iowa news conference today. Keegan Johnson and Nico Reganey have returned to practice, and Kirk Ferentz said Reganey has a quote-unquote chance to play on Saturday. Not so good news. Defensive back Jamari Harris, who has missed the first 2 games, is out for the season with an injury. He underwent surgery. And Justin Jacobs, linebacker, is out again this week as well.
Yeah, talking about the wide receiver core today, and did say Rico Nagani was ahead of Keegan Johnson just because of the fact that he's got more reps over the years. Obviously been in the program longer. I think we may see Nico Reganey on Saturday. I just have a feeling he might sneak in there.
Wouldn't hurt.
I think he might sneak in there. I'm not sure we'll see Keegan Johnson this week. Sounds like we will not see Brody Breck this week. And to be perfectly honest with you, I mean, how much – you almost have to ask yourself after a few weeks, how much longer is this dual sport Brody Breck situation going to be around? Brody Breck throws 100-mile-per-hour fastballs in baseball. He's got a chance to make a whole lot of money. I'd love to see him on the football field because I know what kind of football player he is. I'm not so sure we're going to see him in a football uniform again.
31:35 on the text line. It's time to really question the coaching staff and the decisions they are making. That's what all the fans are upset about. And 81:86 in regards to Matt and Fairfax's comments, did Matt see the game in Indy last year?
And 25:23 lets us know that Iowa is favored by 11 safeties. And Cyclone Tim is enjoying this.
Everybody in the Iowa State camp is wearing Gilbert sixth yes. grade softball t-shirts today.
I didn't know when. I think they had CIML soft. I didn't know when Gilbert joined the CIML, but whatever. That's fine. It's cute. And I thought it was a great idea. Good job by those folks. Somebody came up with a very good t-shirt idea. Whether it was, I had to be the players, I would assume. So kudos to whoever did that over at Ames. I thought it was very good.
0909 on the text line. If Iowa wins by less than 10 with offensive struggles, should there be a change?
I think we've been down the should there be a change road so many times. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Ah, man.
What I would fear more if I were an Iowa fan is if the struggles continue, whether it be Petras or Padilla or whoever.
Then it'll be then everyone will want Labus.
That the transfer portal opens up. Maybe for guys like Arlen Bruce, other receivers. I'm not advocating that. But when your team is struggling, that happens. Why'd Charlie Jones go to Purdue? Well, his good friend is the quarterback.
Ain't no comment.
I get it.
Why'd Tyrone Tracy go to Purdue? 319-366-1600 here at 318. We'll talk Nevada football coming up just past the bottom of the hour here today. Maybe hear from some of the players as well coming up here in just a little bit. No, 95-25. No one is bringing Scott Frost in. No one is bringing Scott Frost in as the offensive coordinator. Disgusting signs put up by the students on Saturday. So I see the loss as karma. That's everywhere in a rivalry game. And I don't condone any of that. I don't condone any of that. Kirk says that he will evaluate the situation after every game the next week. There's 3 days left in this week, and he's already named a starter. Correct. He opened the news conference today with saying that first question was Spencer. As you would imagine, the first five questions of the open question forum were about the quarterback position, and did say that Spencer is going to start.
Kirk said the focus is staying together and moving forward. Talked a lot about, comes down to execution, and doesn't it always? Petras is one of 11 on that offensive unit. Are receivers running the correct route? Is the offensive line successful in their assignments? Petras is the most visible. I get it. Kirk saying it comes down to execution. It's true of every football team, every sports team.
Yeah, and kind of piggybacking on that a little bit, Chad Lystico was one of several that tweeted this out. And Kirk had, is Kirk hearing the outside noise? Yeah, I think Kirk is hearing the outside noise a little bit because he said he doesn't expect fans or, and he looked, you know, even the media guys to agree with the quarterback decision. But he is the head coach, he said, and that is his decision for what is best for the team. And you know, Chad Lystico was kind of was hitting him pretty good with
probing
the, with the facts as far as Spencer Petras is concerned. And that's when Kirk made that reference and that line, when he uttered that line right there, that he doesn't expect fans or even the media to agree with him, but that's the way it's going to be. He is the head coach, and the buck stops with him, and that's the way it's going to be.
It's not like Kirk Ferentz can get Elizabeth Montgomery on the phone and Samantha from Bewitched wiggles her nose and everything's all better. It doesn't work that way.
We are.
I don't know where that came from, Scott.
We are old.
Google it, Bewitched.
There were two Darrens. They didn't kill one off when he left the show. 319-366-1600 here on the gym class on KGYM. It is interesting. How this is all going to play out. And we'll know, I guess, more on Saturday night. Now, let's get to, very briefly, about the whole Cameo situation. Apparently somebody last night with a really sick sense of humor and a lot of time and money on their hands decided it was a good idea to, and apparently this is a platform where you can send some money to a celebrity or whomever and have them give a, you know, a high, an endorsement or a whatever to, you know, to someone. And apparently Bob Stoops and Fran McCaffrey were given scripts and just read them. A Brian that was a Hawkeye fan needing, you know, some encouragement, et cetera, et cetera. They don't have proofreaders apparently, or yeah. And I don't blame Fran or Bob Stoops or anybody like that.
I do,
but it's a bad
look.
How
can you fall for that?
It's a bad look, man. It is a bad, bad look. You think it was a little awkward today? you know,
I can't believe that Fran video is still up. Maybe it isn't anymore. I don't know.
It's still out there. It's still out there, and it's very awkward.
The only thing I knew about Cameo was that I think some college athletes have Cameo NIL agreements. Never been on Cameo, don't know how it works, don't care to know how it works, unless you want to send me a little bit of dough and I'll endorse your product. But I'm going to check it out first.
There you go. Your people are going to check it
out. I'm not saying anything bad about you, Nash. Okay.
Okay. You got people, and they're going to check it out. Yeah. And that was, I guess, one of the, you know, the 2022 troll jobs as far as on Kirk Ferentz and on Brian Ferentz from people close to the program.
How could Fran McCaffrey and Bob Stoops fall for that?
I don't know. You read that and you go, wait a minute. Yeah, this sounds eerily familiar. No, you don't do that. You don't do that. But anyway, that's 2022. That's what the world we live in. And a lot of people would say that's why our world is heading in the direction that it is. But there you go. 1776. How good can Padilla be if he isn't better than Petras is now. Well, that's the Kirk Ferentz statement to a certain degree. They've been watching these guys since January this year, as Kirk said today, and in their evaluation, Spencer Petras right now is the better quarterback. Based on everything that has happened so far, and that includes the offensive line being less than stellar, wide receiver core being very, 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 very thin at this point, and the offense just not working.
8077 on the text line. Do you think if Iowa finishes dismal on offense for the year, no matter who's quarterback, obviously offensive coordinator would need to be looked at. But I think Kirk would put together something like a passing game coordinator or co-offensive coordinators before he'd fire Brian. I remember Greg Davis came in and was going to get this perimeter passing attack going. Didn't quite work.
No. Did not work.
And remember, Iowa's got a new offensive line coach as well. Nobody's talking about that.
Rick is tired. He's annoyed by all this. The entire offense is trash. It's not just Spencer. The line and skill players are not good. He is ready to bring in Scott Frost. Yes, we do remember the greatest line ever uttered by a football coach, 0560, and former Tampa Bay coach, the late, great John McKay, saying, replying to a reporter's question about his team's execution, he said, yes, I'm all for it. That probably wouldn't play well, certainly, right now. 319-366-1600, and we are going to talk some Nevada football here in just a little bit. As you mentioned, Mark, Matt Campbell was in Ames meeting with the media as well today. And as you imagine, pretty much everything all smiles over there as they get ready for Ohio University coming up on Saturday. And a lot of still emphasis on the sixth grade softball halftime speech. So, which was, like we said, now you've got T-shirts commemorating that, which I think is pretty cool. Pretty cool stuff right there. But, it was pretty quiet on the Western Front today.
Yeah, from what I've seen, Iowa State enters a prohibitive favorite against Ohio. Not a very good football team. Will there be a hangover on the part of the Cyclones? I don't think so.
No.
Should win this game going away.
Yeah, Iowa State is going to be just fine. Going to be just fine right there. Iowa State fan. You know what? Iowa State fans are having more fun with the way the Iowa fans are reacting to their situation than they are that Iowa State won the game. Am I wrong in that? Cyclone Tim, tell me I'm wrong. Matt, tell me I'm wrong. And others. 319-366-1600. Yeah. Iowa State fans are having more fun watching Iowa react to the whole offensive chaos situation than Iowa State winning that game on Saturday.
I don't know if I'd go that far, but they are delighting in that fact.
They are delighting in the fact that is the case. 3:28 here on the program. Mark, I'm going to get ready to throw it to you for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. It's brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. They're across from the Lindale Mall next to the Home Depot and behind Taco John's. Open at 4 o'clock each day. Find them online at Emil's Hideaway. .com. What do we have on the scoreboard?
Bonnie Slatton, former Iowa, Big Ten, and NCAA administrator, served on many different capacities at all those levels, and a pioneer in the development of women's sports, has passed at the age of 84. Cedar Rapids Colonels vie for the West Division Championship beginning tonight at South Bend, best of three series beginning at 6:05 tonight, game two Thursday, and if necessary, Friday in Cedar Rapids. The Duke-Iowa basketball game has been set for an 8:30 tip December 8th in New York City.
9:07 over under.
Speaking of offensive coordinators, Chuck Long is going to be the offensive coordinator for the Arlington franchise in the XFL. Head coach there is Bob Stoops.
Why haven't we had any Chuck Long offensive coordinator talk?
Chuck last in the XFL in 2000 with St. Louis. And finally, because you spent so many nights there, Scott, 70 years ago today, Kingston Stadium opened.
The old gray lady is 70.
70 years ago today, there's a doubleheader. Wilson played Franklin, beat him, and Roosevelt defeated McKinley. They were high schools back then, kids, those four. 70 years ago today, the first games played at Kingston Stadium.
1952.
Correctamundo.
I was not there.
No, but a former member of the Rusty Nails was there. Jim Murdoch used to bowl with us.
Yeah.
He's since passed. He scored a touchdown in that game for Roosevelt.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. How about that? Brooksy was there.
Oh, gosh, yes.
He was there. Yeah.
So many great memories out there.
Yeah. 319-366-1600 here at 331. Take a break, come back, and when we return, we're going to talk with the beat writer for the Reno paper. Covers the Nevada Wolfpack. They'll be headed to Kinnick Stadium on Saturday night, and we'll find out everything you need to know about Nevada football when we come back here on the Gym Class on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your Weather First forecast, and we're going to have plenty of sunshine today. It's going to be a nice fall afternoon with comfortable conditions and low humidity. Temperatures will be in the 70s. Later tonight, nice and refreshing with clear skies. Temperatures drop down into the low 50s. Tomorrow, we'll have sunshine once again, some haze in the sky due to wildfire smoke. Otherwise, temperatures will be warmer in the 80s and will continue to warm up and stay nice and quiet as we head through the rest of the week. That's your latest Iowa's News Now Weather First forecast.
Good morning, boss.
What's good about it? We're having computer problems again, and we can't get our work done.
Call the help desk.
You mean hope desk?
Hope desk.
I call and hope I get help, but they either stick me on hold or say I'll get a call back in a couple hours. We need help now.
We need to get our work done. We need help now.
Oh, then you need to call IT Solutions. They don't have a help desk.
Then how do we get help?
Get help now with IT Solutions. They continually monitor their clients' networks so they find and fix over 70% of their technology problems before they interrupt the workflow. If your current IT company says they do that, then why do they need a hope desk for you to call for your technology problems? With IT Solutions, on the rare occasions their monitoring misses something, when you call, you never just hope. You get help now.
We need to get our work done. We need help now.
Learn more online at WeNeedHelpNow.com.
WeNeedHelpNow.com.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym.
Blue is freedom. Blue is endless possibilities. Blue is trustworthy.
Attaboy.
Blue is caring.
We got this.
And now, Blue is Medicare Advantage from Wellmark Advantage Health Plan. All-in-one coverage, extra benefits, and the confidence of being covered by Wellmark. Because Blue is always here for you. Learn more at WellmarkAdvantage.com.
We're Saia LTL Freight. For nearly a century, our team has been committed to driving business forward. From Lady Liberty to the Golden Gate, Superstore to Corner Store, we go that extra mile expanding our team to better serve you. So trust that when you partner with Saia, we take every delivery personally. Visit Saia.com for all your shipping needs. That's SAIA.com.
Back in the gym class at 3:34 here on KGYM. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. And following us, it'll be the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock here this evening. Your fantasy football questions coming up tomorrow with Chris Liss. Get those ready to go at 319-366-1600. It's Iowa and Nevada getting ready to go at it on Saturday night, and that will be at Kinnick Stadium in Iowa City, which should be a very interesting Kinnick Stadium on many fronts. And Nevada comes in, and Jim Krajewski, kind enough to join us here, who covers the Nevada Wolfpack for the paper in Reno. Give him a follow on Twitter. And Jim, thanks. Appreciate it. I know you're double-dipping right now for the paper, right?
I am. I kind of got thrown into the fire here recently, but I'm trying to catch up as quick as I can.
Well, it wasn't a fun Saturday in Reno, was it?
If you like offense, I mean, it was an offensive fireworks, and Incarnate Word has a really good quarterback. He looked impressive. I'm not sure if it's a combination of that defense not being that great and him looking good. But Incarnate Word should be one of the better FCS teams this season.
Well, Nevada got off to a good start after a bowl season last year. Tell us about this team. Let's start on offense. You got two quarterbacks that have played, a pretty solid running back, and a couple pretty decent receivers. A lot of them transfers, Jim.
Yeah, a lot of new players. You know, the coach left after last season and took a lot of those players with him, and a lot of players just went elsewhere. So now Nevada has basically two quarterbacks, although only one played last week, Nate Cox, and he's a good runner. He's 6'9", so he covers some ground. And the other guy transferred, Shane Illingworth, transferred in from Oklahoma State, and he's got a good arm. So I'm sure he'll be back. I'm not sure why he didn't play last week. The coach is not saying, and he never announces who will play until like the Friday before. So I'll be in for a surprise there. Two running backs, you know, Devontae Lee and Tua Tower, they're both really big and strong and powerful, at least against, you know, Mountain West teams and smaller schools. So it should be like the game right there, those two running, I would think.
Yeah. 6'9 quarterbacks, that is a rarity. You never see that. And of course, Cox played last year a little bit, played in the bowl game as well. What skill set? I mean, it's so, like Kirk Ferentz talked about today, he said it was just weird watching film and seeing a 6'9 quarterback. He didn't mean that, he goes in a bad way. It's just weird to watch a team with a 6'9 quarterback.
It is weird. I mean, it definitely stands out. It's noticeable. I mean, he's got really long legs. And he towers over everyone back there. I guess he can see over the line pretty well that way. Like I said, when he runs, he covers a lot of ground quickly. He's pretty fast, I guess. I mean, for a quarterback, his arm strength is not as good as the other guy, but you know, he can get it done. He did play a whole lot last year. He's backing up Carson Strong, who went to the Eagles for a little while. So it's just his time now, I guess. Him and Shane Illingworth is the other guy who's playing quite a bit this year so far.
There've been 12 receivers catch the ball, Jim, led by Jamal Bell, B.J. Castile, another really good receiver. Talk about their skill set, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, they both didn't play much. I mean, they're both a lot of new guys this year. Like I said, a lot of guys left last year. And Romeo Doubs was here last year, and he was, you know, a great receiver. He's with the Packers now. So he got a lot of attention last year. So these new guys, you know, early in the season, there's takes a lot of timing and repetition to get that passing game going. I'm not sure if Cox is here yet, but you know, early still.
Asking,
spread it around, Owen.
Yeah. The first three games, New Mexico State, Texas State, and Incarnate Word. And like you said, Incarnate Word, a very, very good FCS team. What do we know about this team through three games? The offense has been okay. The defense has had a few leaks anyway. Is that a brief synopsis so far?
Well, the defense looked good those first two games against, you know, not real great teams, New Mexico State, Texas State. They had, I think, 9 turnovers in those first two games, which was amazing. One guy had 4 of those, and then they got 2 more early against Incarnate Word, and then that was it. There were no more turnovers after that, so they were kind of relying on those turnovers early. When that went away, that's when Incarnate took over. So yeah, I'm not sure about this Nevada defense. And giving up that many points against an FCS team is not a good look, obviously.
Yeah, it has created turnovers, but what's the style of play on defense?
I know they have some good rushers in there, but again, like only one guy has been there. Like this is his 5th year, Don Peterson. He's really good. He'll probably get drafted, you know, next time. The other guys are still kind of catching up too, and there's a lot of shuffling going on. And even Don Peterson is not playing. He's playing pretty well, but he kind of struggled a little bit last week. They kind of focused on shutting him down. And he's been their main guy since he got here. Other than that, you know, they got a defensive back, Bentley Sanders. He's good at getting interceptions. So they just won't probably not throw in his direction anymore once they figure that out. He's also a 5th-year guy.
Jim, on the offensive side of the ball, what does Nevada and their coaching staff believe they can move the ball against a really, really good Iowa defense?
That's going to be the challenge this week. The offensive line for Nevada's had some injuries, and they're moving guys around there to kind of make up for that. So some of those veteran guys are not in there, and I don't think they're going to play this week either. One guy who's on crutches last weekend still, so he won't be back this week. And he was like one of their main guys, Aaron Frost. So I know they're going to try to run the ball. That's, you know, they got to do that with those two running backs. But Incarnate Word kind of took him out a little bit too. So if they shut down the run and Cox can't throw it, that'll kind of shut down Nevada. You might see Illingworth in there if that happens.
Well, this defense, obviously the big story in the state of Iowa, at least the eastern part of the state of Iowa, the first couple of weeks of the season has been the offense for Iowa. 7 points and 7 points so far. 131st in total offense in the country. And has that storyline made its way over to Reno?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, people are definitely talking about it, especially that first game when they didn't even get a touchdown, right? So, yeah, people definitely have noticed, but I'm pretty sure Iowa has some size on the lines, right? Like they always do. And I can see that wearing down Nevada. Nevada's not quite as big on either side of the ball. And that's probably going to be a difference. And it'd be hard to shut down Iowa this week for the Wolfpack. And not as big of a team.
Aside from a win, Jim, what would be a good outcome for Nevada heading into Mountain West play?
Oh, just getting that passing game working if they can, you know, getting the rhythm there and just establishing that and trying to maybe get a more definitive quarterback instead of sharing time, even though Illinois didn't play last week. But I'm afraid they're going to be splitting time until when he emerges as the better option. The two running backs, I mean, they're both in, this is their final year. I'm sure they want something to prove. They want to go out as strong as they can. That offensive line, it could be a question mark this week.
Then there's a quick turnaround because Nevada goes from playing Iowa to playing Air Force on a Friday night. Yeah, so
on a Friday night.
Yeah.
They always struggle. They always struggle with Air Force. And that offense there has been giving Nevada trouble for years, for as long as I can remember. And not Air Force is really good again this year, even better this year than they have been. That's going to – then the short week, yeah, it's going to be – it might be ugly.
Yeah, there's not a day Nevada won't play football on. Fridays, Saturdays, Thursdays. You show up, we'll play, right?
Yeah. Well, that's the schedule that was made. You know, this new coach came in December, and the schedule was already set before he got here. So he's got to – and Ken Wilson, he's got to go with what was given him, I guess.
Well, I think this game – you got to believe was put together because Jay Norvell, the former Hawkeye, was at one time the coach for Nevada and then, of course, left Nevada. So that storyline is not going to be realized anyway coming up on, on Saturday night. But I would imagine that would be the case. And, you know, Jay Norvell always been thought of as a very, very good alum of the Iowa football program. And I would imagine that he was pretty well liked out in that region of the country.
Well, he was for sure. But up until he left, it kind of caught everyone by surprise when he just announced he was leaving, he was gone, and then all of a sudden, you know, 20 players left with him. So there was a lot of hard feelings there, and there still are for sure. They play here in a few weeks, so that's going to be an interesting game. It's on a Friday night also, Colorado State here. So that's, and some, you know, people understand why he left, I think, now, but there's still some hard feelings there about that.
Right, right. What kind of game do you see? Do you see the Iowa offense maybe putting some points up on Saturday night? Oh, yeah. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, they'll score for sure. Probably a low-scoring game, I guess, you know, in the 20s for Iowa, maybe low 30s. And I'm sure Nevada will score, probably not the 40 that they put up last week or 41. I think the point spread, off you guys followed betting. I think I was favored by like 22, 23 last time I saw.
Yep.
Or as Brenda was like 39 or something. That's really low.
Yeah. Or as one of our listeners put it, 11 safeties.
Yeah. There you go. God. That'd be something. That'd be newsworthy for sure.
You got to have a sense of humor when you're dealing with football here the first couple of weeks in Eastern Iowa.
Kind of a rebuilding year for the Wolfpack now. Kind of. No one was expecting. So.
Would that be part of the reason why Jay Norvell left?
Well, if he had stayed, he had some guys coming back. You know, the guy playing quarterback for him at Colorado State would have been a starter here probably. Clay Milgren, he's really good. Well, he was here as a backup. You know, a lot of guys, he had some receivers that went to Colorado State and some went elsewhere. I mean, they would have had a decent team this year if he had stayed. Top half of the Mountain West for sure.
Top half. And bowl expectations still there each and every year for this program?
Yeah, they've gone to bowls, you know, past what, four seasons, I think, or even longer. I don't know if they're quite as high on that this year. I mean, I think they're just trying to get the program back on the right direction. I think that most people kind of just assume they would beat Incarnate Word last week. And so we're not having that win. They may not get to six wins this year.
Yeah, that might be a tough one right there. All right, well, safe travels to the Midwest, Jim, and appreciate the kind words and appreciate the information. And thanks a lot for joining us today.
Sure. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Jim Krajewski joining us here from the Reno Gazette, Mark, Journal.
Gazette Journal, yeah.
The Gazette Journal from Reno, Nevada, who covers the Nevada Wolfpack. And, yeah, this whole game was put together with Jay Norvell in mind, and then Jay Norvell left for Colorado State in Fort Collins. And that could be a little sticky wicket when he comes back to Reno, the biggest little city in the world.
Yeah, it sounds, talking to Jim, that Nevada is in kind of a rebuilding mode. I'd be interested to see how the quarterback situation is handled. Illingworth from Oklahoma State. I don't know if he's quite ready health-wise, but the 6'9 quarterback and Cox, something you don't see every day. And a couple experience running. I think Nevada is going to have some success moving the ball, but this is a step up in class for Nevada, no question about it.
And the way
no matter how much I was struggling.
And the way it sounds that this just might be the perfect tonic for an Iowa struggling offense. Now, with that being said, boy, if you struggle against Nevada, whoo, wow, then there are problems. Then there are problems. There you go. 319-366-1600. We'll leave you with that as we go to break. We'll come back and have more for you on the Gym Class, so stay with us. More to come right after this here on KGYM.
Keep your vehicle running smoothly with Menards' huge selection of motor oil. Pennzoil offers superior synthetic motor oil packed with the latest technology and revolutionary innovation. This oil can get you better fuel economy and protects and cleans your engine to keep you on the road. Save big and get a 5-quart jug of Pennzoil motor oil for just $17.69 at Menards. Good through September 18th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
Save the day.
January 8th.
8 days after New Year's Day.
Yeah. Is that right? Or is it 7?
No one cares. The Z102.9 Wedding Show.
Sunday, January 8th.
Cedar Rapids.
Be there.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Fansville, where the refs are always wrong and Dr. Pepper is always right.
Always.
Where the mountains are capped with cooler ice and children learn the 23 flavors of Dr. Pepper before they learn the alphabet.
Smart.
It's the one place where a man is a 6 unless he's wearing face paint.
He's a 10.
And where fans deserve a Dr. Pepper no matter if they win or lose.
But we're gonna win.
Get ready for anything to happen this college football season on Fansville by Dr. Pepper.
The one fans deserve.
Grab some today.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, starting trouble. No one likes that. We'll get you set up for some stronger starts. You might just need a fresh charge, and we'll take care of that free of charge. But if it is time for a new battery, we've got replacement batteries that'll fit your needs, starting at just $69.99. You can learn more about our battery selection at AutoZone.com. That's what makes us America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Claim based on data from the NPD Group 2021.
Back with you on the gym class here at KGYM. Thanks for joining us here at 3:51. Appreciate it. As Todd and Alex come your way next from 4 until 6 with the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. As got a great text from 7411 during the break, Mark, with really good news. I must say I did not see this from the Chiefs today. Jack Cochran, the former Mount Vernon Mustang and University of South Dakota Coyote, has been promoted to the active roster for the Chiefs for Thursday night's game against the Los Angeles Chargers. That it will be, of course, a red-letter evening as far as broadcasting is concerned, because that is the first of the streaming platform Thursday Nighters.
Wonderful.
As you know. What is that? That's the Amazon platform, which my wife informs me that we can get. Because I asked her about it. Being because it was the Chiefs.
Do share after the show.
It'd be better for you to contact her.
I have the same provider as you, so.
Okay. I mean. Well, I think, yeah, I don't know if it's through that or not. It might be something that she's got, so. Everyone out there is going, oh, this is really riveting radio. Really riveting radio, guys. but it'll be what? Al Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit on the call on Thursday Night Football. It was Buck and Aikman, so it wasn't like it was a new booth for Monday Night Football. But was there a little bit more pizzazz added to Monday Night Football last night with Buck and Aikman? A known commodity. I mean, ESPN, ever since they started doing it on that platform instead of ABC, they've been searching for the right broadcast crew. I thought they had one with Tirico back in the day, but that was young Tirico. I don't think they were quite knew what they had. And, of course, Mike's gone on to greener pastures now with NBC and doing quite well, doing Sunday Night Football and their lead guy. But, you know, this is one of the top, you know, whether you like Buck or not, it's one of the top broadcast duos in television out there right now doing Monday Night Football.
Yeah, it is. I'm not a big Buck fan. Not a huge Aikman fan, really.
I like Buck more than Aikman.
Yeah. To tell you the truth, I didn't pay much attention to what they were saying when I was watching the game. It was different to see them on a different network, but been a lot of movement lately.
There has been. There has been. 0905, if Petras comes out throwing 235 yards, two touchdowns against a bad Nevada team, then does poorly the first conference game, that would be against Rutgers the next week.
Possible.
Would this be Lucy pulling the football out from Charlie Brown? It's possible. It's possible. It's Rutgers and Michigan, correct?
I believe that's correct.
I believe that is correct. The Rutgers is a night game as well. The Iowa State-Baylor game is an 11 o'clock kickoff at Jack Trice. I think it's at Jack Trice. I'm not sure if it's in Waco or if it's Ames, but it is an 11 o'clock start. That one will be television-wise either on ESPN2 or ESPNU for that particular ball game. Iowa State-Ohio, that is a 1 o'clock start coming up this week. We'll have it at 11 o'clock for you right here on KGYM. Watch the Manning cast. More entertaining.
I have to admit, I haven't watched it.
I didn't watch it last night. I did not watch it. I have watched it in the past. It is really, really good. They know what they're doing. And I think half of the fun of the Mannings doing the game is that there is no script. I mean, it's just organic. They just go back and forth. You know, they see something, they'll take off on it. They'll keep taking off on it, and they'll poke each other a little bit. Yeah, you couldn't make that throw. Yeah, I could make that throw. No, I can't.
They didn't say anything about how Petras looked at their camp, did they? No, I probably not.
Oh, you had to bring that up. Had to bring that up, didn't you? More on more with Kirk Ferentz. We'll get words with Ferentz. It is a Tuesday, and that brought to you by Network Computer Solutions. That will be coming up between 4 o'clock and 6 o'clock today. More player audio as well coming up between 4 o'clock and 6 o'clock today, as well as we get ready for Iowa and Nevada, Iowa State and Ohio State, and a pretty big game for the UNI Panthers as well. I believe Sacramento State coming up this week, the home opener. You and I cannot afford to go 0-3, and Sacramento State's a pretty good ball club. You and I lost a heartbreaker at North Dakota last week in the conference opener. So, like I said, Mark Farley and the troops cannot fall to 0-3 with the schedule that they have, even without North Dakota State.
Yeah, I've been having problems on defense, and if anybody's going to figure that out, it'll be the former linebacker, Mark Farley. Because the offense has done okay.
Correct. Yeah, they've actually done better than I believe advertised. And you and I will be at the Dome coming up against Sacramento State this Saturday. All right, Mark, have a very good evening. Chris Liss will join us coming up tomorrow. Get your fantasy football questions ready to go for Chris, and he will get those answered on the Wednesday edition of the program. Have a good night.
I will, and I'm going to call your wife and figure out this
how to watch the game.
Streaming thing. Okay.
All right, very good. You've been listening to The Gym Class right here on KGYM. Have a great night, everybody.
Is your job recession-proof? Now might be the perfect time to switch careers and become an IT professional. With My Computer Career, IT is listed as one of the top recession-proof professions. You could have your dream job in just months, not years. No experience needed. Take classes online or on campus. And financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation.